Log Talk Radio.
I am crazy.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeannie, and I just want to wish each and every one of you a happy Monday afternoon. It is May the 24th. Oh, goodness, we're about to wind this month down. I'm getting older every day. But I want to just welcome each and every one and just say how thankful I am that you took your time this afternoon to be with me, and I appreciate it more than you know. For any that wanted to call in for prayer tonight, the guest call-in number is 319-527-6027, and be sure if you want prayer to press 1 on your phone, that puts your hand up. That way I know that you're actually wanting to talk to me, because there are those that call in and just listen by their phone that aren't necessarily wanting prayer. So be sure and press 1 on your phone to make sure your hand is up if you're wanting prayer. All righty. Excuse me. I want to talk to some of y'all tonight about moving with God. This is something that I have personally had, seems like, many, many lessons with the Lord. Goodness, God has moved me from us from church to church. He's moved me from groups. He's moved me around in the natural. He's moved me where even friendships and relationships are concerned. He's moved us at times where jobs were concerned. And God, just know that God has purpose in everything he does. You know, he doesn't waste anything. He doesn't do things unnecessarily. There's always a purpose behind what God is doing. And part of it is learning how to hear God, how to realize that God is trying to move you in something. And the other thing is just being obedient to do it, even though in your natural mind it may not always make sense. Matter of fact, a lot of times it won't. And I want to start by reading a scripture. It'll be actually a part of a chapter. It'll be very familiar to all of you. In 1 Kings 17, it says, "Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, 'As the Lord, the God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word.' Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, 'Leave here, turn eastward, and hide in the Kereth Ravine, east of the Jordan. You will drink from the brook, and I have ordered the ravens to feed you there.' So he did what the Lord had told him. He went to the Kereth Ravine, some translations say the brook Cherith, east of the Jordan, and stayed there. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. Sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, 'Go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food.' So he went to Zarephath. There he came to the town gate. A widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, 'Would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink?' As she was going to get it, he called, 'And bring me, please, a piece of bread.' 'As surely as the Lord your God lives,' she replied, 'I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son that we may eat and die.' Elijah said to her, 'Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first make a small cake of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me, and then make some for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says: The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord gives rain on the land.' She went away and did as Elijah told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family, or her son. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah." All right. You know, in that case, something that caught my eye when I had read that I had never noticed before, I was very familiar with that, as I'm sure you all are too, is that God said, "Go to the brook Cherith and hide yourself there." And I can understand in the natural, when the Lord had him speak a drought over that area, had he been in plain sight, once the drought started and word got out that he had spoken that, there would probably have been plenty of people that would wanted to have caught up with him and forced him or tried to force him to, because he had already said that only at his word would it stop, tried to force him to speak for the drought to stop. you know, and there might have been some that would want to do bodily harm to him. That's understandable. The Lord told him, hide him. But the other thing, too, I thought, you know, God also had provision for him at that brook. And God wasn't necessarily providing provision for everyone else. You know, God said, go to the brook. Now, a brook typically is not like a river or you know, it's, a brook is typically a small stream that would have just a little bit of water. And with a drought going on, there wouldn't have been water for everyone. So, you know, plus the raven was going to come feed him there. And it's like, you know, how many times has God told us to do something? And then we'd be like, oh, hey, everybody. There's God said there's going to be water in a brook over here. And, you know, 500 people will come when that wouldn't be God's word, you know, God's desire. And there would be no water then. But also, there are sometimes there are purposes that need to be played out in people's lives that they need to go, some people need to go through a drought so that they call on God. You know, that there's a purpose in the things they're going through. And sometimes if we constantly are rescuing people that we're running in, whatever the case is, you know, if God's trying to teach people how to deal with their finances and we're always bailing them out, you know, you hear kids that get in trouble. And maybe sometimes somebody needs to spend a few nights in jail, just whatever the case. But many times we will enable people to the point that what God is wanting to do in their lives, we become an interference. And certainly in this case, some people need to go through a drought for a while because it does a work in their heart. It does a work in their mind, and it allows God to begin to work on their heart and for them to call on the Lord. So in this case where God said, go to the brook Cherith and hide yourself, that God had provision for Elijah, but he wasn't necessarily trying to provide for everybody around him at that moment. And of course, during that time, he was in a time of isolation. You know, sometimes when God sends you and is doing a work in you or in those, sometimes you're going to be in a place where it's just you and God. You know, that those things, those maybe the groups you've been used to will be stripped away from you. Maybe the places that have been familiar to you, the people that have been familiar, God will pull you away. And it's anytime he does, I mean, it's for our good. And many times it's for the good of those that we were around too, because God's wanting to do things there. But, you know, you'll go through times that God will put you in hiding, and that you'll be just with him. And during those times, we cultivate that relationship with God. We cultivate our time with him. We cultivate hearing God better without the influence of other voices, because other voices will very much at times have an influence. You know, you will hear God, but those around you will say things that will cause you to think, did I really hear God? Do I really? And what, you know, and what they're saying makes sense. And let me tell you now, you can never define God's voice by what, quote, makes sense. You cannot do it that way. Because many times what God says, it'll go against everything that seems would add up, because he's a miraculous God. He's a victorious God. He does those things that are above all and beyond what we can think or what we can imagine, because he's God. But in this case, when God told Elijah, go to the brook, and I'm going to provide water for you there, and I'm going to provide food for you there, God was taking care of Elijah. That was something that was for him. Now, it was doing a purpose back in the town, but it was for him. God was taking care of him. And, you know, and sometimes when the Lord pulls you away, you know, whether, like I said, whether it's a job, whether he's moving you in the natural, whether he's pulling you out of a church and putting you somewhere, sometimes it's for your benefit, that it's all for you, that God's like, I've got things I want to show you. There's things I want to teach you. And it's really all about you. It's like, this is a time that God's doing growth in me, time that God is working in me and is teaching me how to step out on my own, or but, you know, our Lord's got a blessing for me. God's got purpose in me. And then, you know, when that purpose was fulfilled there, when that season, there are seasons when God's moving us around, when God asks us, there are seasons in life in almost everything. And there will be grace, just like, or provision, however you want to look at it. There's a grace for that season. I remember, I've got a friend that lives over in Louisiana. A couple of years ago, she said she had struggled with weight all of her life. And a couple of years ago, she really felt the Lord. She said she had gone on every diet and this and that. She had tried all of the fad diets and different things. And a couple of years ago, Lord really moved on her heart to lose the weight. And she said this time it was like the grace of God was there for her to lose it. God's grace just came in a mighty way. And she did like a keto diet. But she said this time it was the easiest thing she had ever done in her life. She said it was so obvious to her that the grace was there. And she said it was so easy. And she lost like 70 pounds or so and has kept it off. You know, other than just a few pounds, she has kept it off. But see, when God has called you to do something, there's going to be a grace there for it. You know, I recall another story of a girl, and this was just one I read about. She had smoked all her life and had wanted to quit smoking, but she had kind of struggled with it. And I think she went to a meeting maybe. Anyhow, she said that the grace of God came in and she just instantly, you know, was able to quit smoking. Just God took it from her. The Lord did that with my husband too a number of years ago. But then this girl said that later on she picked it back up. We got around some friends that were smoking and she started smoking again. Well, then the next time when she decided, I've got to quit, she said the grace wasn't there for it that time. God had supernaturally given her the strength to just lay it down the first time. But when she went back to it, she said the next time, she said it was so hard. It was the hardest thing she'd ever done. But she did get free. But she said it was in her strength of just being determined and praying and doing everything she could. But she said it was so hard that second time, you know, that the grace far that was not there that time. Well, many times the same is true in assignments that God gives us. You know, there's been times that the Lord, and you know, it seems like many times God will, when maybe, these are just some examples, that maybe when you're very brokest, that God will tell you to plant a seed into somebody else. You know, and I know everybody's heard these stories, and most of you probably have been in these situations, that God will have you plant into somebody else when maybe it's like, Lord, if I give this $20, I'm not going to have enough money to put gas in my car. You know, or Lord, if I give this $100, I don't even know how I'm going to pay my light bill. But God will say, do it, and he covers you. I know there's been times in my own life where maybe I was going through heartache and things, and at a time that I just felt like my heart had been jerked out of my chest and was hanging on the outside of my body. You know, when I was going through so much heartbreak, and that would be the very time that God would say, I want you to hold up somebody else that's going through heartache. I want you to be there to pray for them and to counsel with them and just to be a sounding board for them and let them talk to you and hold them up while they're going through heartache and heartbreak and going through trauma. When you yourself feel like, oh, my God, my knees are so weak, I feel like I can hardly stand up because I'm so heartbroken. But God will do it. You know, and he does a work in a case like that. You're sowing into others, and you're pleasing God. You know, if he's told you to do it, then he gives you the strength and the grace to do it. And in the same purpose, in the same time, then he's going to pour into you to make sure that you have your healing and you have everything you need. Well, with Elijah, you know, it said the brook finally dried up, and that's when the Lord told him, said, go and look for the widow. And see, sometimes the first time it was all about Elijah, but then this time it was about this lady, about this widow and this boy, that God wanted to take care of them. And see, as Elijah went there, he was meeting her need, but God was also taking care of his need at the same time. You know, sometimes when God moves us, it's going to be because there's somebody. You know, God has sent us to churches before, my husband and I, when we get there, and it would be a situation going on. It was like God was sending us there for somebody else, to hold up somebody else's arms, to undergird somebody else, to be a blessing to them in whatever way we could, and and help them. And then when that season was over, he would move us again. But see, in this time with Elijah and with the widow, it was for a season. It was for a season. He was there while the drought went on, but the meal continued the whole time. But there was a time then when the meal stopped, when the drought ended. See, and there was a season, and then at that time, then the widow had what she needed. She and her son had been taken care of. They had been protected. They had been provided for. And in her obedience, to make the meal, to make the cake for Elijah, then God was able to pour into her life and save them. But God also provided for his prophet at that time. Excuse me. But God, he will move us around. He'll move us around. There's, some people I know, they may think, well, I've lived in this town all of my life. My kinfolks were here. This is where I've been. And the Lord moves on your heart to move. But if he does, he has a people waiting for you. There's a purpose. He doesn't move people around just to be doing it. There's a purpose and a divine purpose. And sometimes it's even for our good to get away. Sometimes family can be some of the hardest people you'll be around in your life. And sometimes maybe God wants to put some space there to help you, to help in situations that go on that bring some relief to you. But even in jobs, you think, well, this is the only job I've had. I don't know what else I would do, I can remember my husband had the he had been a golf pro for a number of years, then later went to work with a cousin in the oil field. And then God moved on his heart. He put someone in place that he was very close with in a very good company. And I just watched God do it, as we were praying, and I was praying about it, the situation, because the job he had with his cousin, it didn't really have benefits that would be long-term. It had good perks to it, but it didn't necessarily have benefits that would be long-term for us. He didn't have retirement and stuff there. And I watched God put people in place and divinely orchestrate things and get all of the learning, the things that he learned in one place, even though when he worked for his cousin, some of it was very difficult, really hard work and things he had never done. And a part of life he'd never been around that sort of thing. But all of the things that he learned there were so invaluable to him. And then when God told him to move in a position, come open with a major company, and had put someone in place as the president, that was just the right person, then God moved him right in, and he had the favor of God and the things that he had learned before. It was like, you can see how God in life, he'll put us places sometimes that you think, this is so hard, this is so difficult, I know nothing about this, or maybe the work conditions are bad. And it can be in a number of things. It can be in church situations. And all the time, God is building us. He's stretching us. He's preparing us for what lays ahead. And it can be in anything from learning how to sow financially and how to be a good steward of finances, and learning how to be creative in making things stretch, and creative in how to even get other avenues, other sources of income to come in. God, you never know when God is preparing you for wealth, when God is preparing you for a number of things. I can so look back at things through churches when the Lord would move us around and teach us different things. And, there were times, in learning from the Lord, I know in one of the first, the first church that my husband and I went to for a long time, where we went, a church that we had gone to for, 11, 12 years. And, learning how to identify when God's trying to move you. The Lord, we started feeling uncomfortable. Now, these people were like family. We loved these people. It was not a big church. But, they were friends. They were family. They were mentors. They were people that we respected, that we thought the world of. just assumed we would be there forever. And we started to get, it was like we started to get uncomfortable. And it just all of a sudden, out of the blue, and I'm my husband and I, we talked about it. And it was like, what is the deal? I don't, things just feel out of kilter. They don't feel right. And it continued. Instead of getting better, it got worse. You know, and we prayed about it, and we were trying to figure it out in the natural. You know, we were fairly young at that time, and we were like, what is the deal? And as time went on, we got, instead of getting more comfortable, we got more uncomfortable. You know, and over a period, I hate to say it, but over a period of a year, about a year and a half, it was like we got to the point that we just dreaded getting up and going, and we could not put our finger on it. We were like, what is the deal? You know, nothing's happened. There's nothing ugly. There's nothing, you know, what is the deal? We love these people. You know, what is wrong? But see, our peace was being disturbed. God was shaking our nest, but we weren't mature enough in the Lord at that time. We were young. We weren't mature enough to realize that God was trying to move us. So finally, I had gone to a meeting in another town, and a prophetic lady came up to me that I was just barely familiar with her. I didn't really personally know her. I knew who she was. But she came up to me, and she said, "Hun," she said, "I don't usually give words like this." She said, "But God's trying to move y'all to another church." And my jaw just all but hit the floor. And I thought, oh, my gosh, that's what's been going on. And when she said it, it was like it all made so much sense. But it was through the Lord wanted to pull us out of our comfort zone, and he wanted to teach us how to lead worship and how to step out. You know, we were very comfortable where we were and very safe church, and, you know, had a prophet apostle that was over the church, and then a pastor, and it was a very protected place to be in that sense, very comfortable, and the word of the Lord was strong there, faith, the teaching, all that good stuff. But see, God wanted to teach us how to step out and how to start learning how to do ministry and how to be in uncomfortable places and how to mature and how to get into situations that you had to call on God to, God, what's your wisdom in this? You know, just get into situations that were not quite comfortable, as comfortable and protected and that sort of thing, and learn how to lead when you needed to and that sort of thing. But, you know, God had purpose. It wasn't that God was just taking us away from friends. It wasn't that God was just like, okay, you've been here too long, let's do something else. No, God had purpose in it. You know, I can remember other times we had come out of another situation and went into a church, and it was a time of, we had served, we were really tired. We had served a lot. There had been a lot of turmoil in the church. There had been anyhow, that particular situation, there'd been a death, anyhow, it had pretty much shut down, but we had left right before that. But anyhow, we went into another church, and I just wanted to sit and soak. I didn't want to be on the stage. I didn't really want to talk to anybody. I just wanted to go where the word of the Lord was, to hear good preaching and praise and worship, and just go through a time of healing, really. Go through a time of refreshing and just enjoy God, just to be invisible. Go in there, be invisible, and just enjoy the Lord. And the Lord was giving us that. It was I really had felt totally in my heart that the Lord was giving us a time to, of just sabbatical, so to speak, but not sabbatical from church, but just sabbatical of not being a part of leadership and stuff at that time. So we went in, and we were there 7 months, and oh goodness, isn't, don't we know, seven's a number of the Lord and a divine number. But we'd been there 7 months. See, in one situation, it was God disturbed our peace. And then finally, since we weren't getting it, he finally gave us a prophetic word that helped us. In this situation, we were there about 7 months, and I had gone to a ladies' prayer meeting time one morning. And was just sitting there, just enjoying, you know, hearing the speaker and the pastor's wife really talk and you know, praying. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit just as plain as day, he said, this season is over. He said, you're not to be here any longer. And it was just like the Lord was sitting next to me. I mean, I could hear it just like, boom. It just, it wasn't audible, but it could have been. It was so plain. This season is over. You're not to be here any longer. So I got up, you know, when the prayer meeting was over and I left and I called my husband before I ever even got out of the parking lot. I said, did you know we're not supposed to be here anymore? He said, oh, yeah, God told me a couple of weeks ago. He said, but I knew he had to tell you. He said, you wouldn't have took it from me. So, you know, in that case, the Lord just spoke. Well, there were other times, you know, at least a couple other times that the Lord gave me dreams about things were going on. And God has given me dreams even where people I knew that I was involved with, you know, in relationship with, not, friends, just friends, that God would give me warning dreams about things that were going on and say, you know, you've got to separate from this. So God can use many different avenues. You know, he may give you a dream. He may give you a prophetic word. He may give you, just talk to you directly where you hear him. He may remove your peace or allow your peace to be disturbed so that you obey him. But just know God moves us around. And to not feel that God has abandoned you or that you've messed up. Just because God has changed the situation does not mean that you've messed up. It means God has purpose. He has purpose. He's growing us. He's teaching us. He's bringing us into new things. He's moving us around at times to help somebody else. Okay. God has plans and he has purposes. And I remember one time, and it's been several years ago, Randy gave me a word one time, and I don't remember it verbatim, but I remember it for the most part, how he said it. He said, God could work with me because I was willing to move with him. And he said, some folks, they'll put down roots, whether it's where they live, where they work, where they go to church. Or he said, some people put down roots, and when God tells them to move, they won't move for various reasons. But I remembered that. And since then, since that time, he told me that that's happened so many more times, that when God says move, he's going to bless you wherever he takes you. Whether it's, well, in any of those situations, whatever he says, if he pulls you out of relationships, pulls you away from friends that you've had for years, it's for your good. And ultimately, it's for their good too. If God pulls you out of a position in church, moves you somewhere else, and many times there's somebody that God's been preparing to move into the place he pulled you out of. So many times if we don't move out of a place, then we're keeping another person from getting into their place of destiny, because God's always got things. He goes before us and he makes the crooked path straight. He's always going before us and preparing, and he is for the next person too. So that's just hitting the high spots on this, really. There's so much that could be said, and I've got stories, so many stories I could tell you about all of that, but I've already gone over the time that I had intended to. So let me play a song for you right quick, and then we'll start taking callers.
Tripping from my head, I never did dream beyond the pastures I could tend. It never was about the praise, not about the street parade. Didn't really need a crowd when Goliath fell down. I never meant to woo a king with simple shepherd songs. Hide away inside a cave, safe from danger's arms. I never meant to wear a crown or try to bring armies down. It never was about me and who I hoped to be. At the end, just begin. Who would ever dream a king would come from Bethlehem? I know that I've crashed and burned, lives have been overturned, but you redeem everything.
Thank you tonight for each and every one that's on here and each and every one that's listening. Lord, I just ask that you bless them, Lord, that you help them, Lord, that you help their hearts to connect to every purpose and every plan and that you have for them and your voice. And Lord, I just ask that you open my ears to hear clearly. Lord, we want only what you want. We want, Lord, to please you. We want, Lord, to walk in your precepts. We want to walk in your plans and walk, Lord, in all that you have for us. Lord, we want to please you. Lord, we thank you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my first caller tonight is 605-390. Who am I talking to and where are you calling from? 605-390.
It's Carla from Arkansas.
Arkansas. What's your first name, sweetie?
Carla.
Okay, I'm not hearing it real good.
Carla.
Claire Beth.
Carla.
Carla, I'm sorry. Okay, okay, Carla.
Can you hear me better now, Carla?
Yes, I can. Thanks. Well, it's good to hear from you tonight. Thank you for waiting, and thank you for just calling in. So let's pray for you and then we can talk some. Father,
okay.
I thank you for Carla, God, and I thank you, Lord, for an inquisitive heart. Father, I thank you for one, Lord, that has a heart to search for you, that has a heart to search for truth and a heart for answers. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the kindness of her heart and Lord, just the purity of her heart. Father, I thank you, Lord, for answering her questions, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the direction. Lord, I thank you for the protection that you have given her. And, Lord, how you have even when she's not been aware of it, Lord, that you have brought guidance to her, Lord, that you have directed her path, you've directed her steps, Lord, that you have covered her, Lord, that you have brought protection to her many times, even when she didn't even know she was being protected, Lord. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for her awareness, for Carla's awareness of you, God. Lord, that you have made her aware of you, Lord, and that she's, Lord, that she is hearing your voice, Lord, that she is hearing your voice, and she's hearing it, Lord, in a, it's like I'm, Carla, it's like I'm seeing like you being awakened to God's voice in a way that you maybe have not been before. But I just, it's like I can see you stand, like you see you standing outside and like you suddenly being aware that God's speaking to you. It's like I see you like around the tree, like standing in trees around you and the breeze blowing around you. And it's like I can just see this awakening happening in you, awakening to God's voice and this awareness and that suddenly that you're hearing him in a way that you've not heard God before. And I just sense God has really been drawing your heart, God speaking to you, God, that God has been preparing a way for you, preparing the way that he's been directing your steps. But what I'm really, what I'm most sensing is like an awakening, a new level of awakening in your life where God is, you're going to hear God speaking to you in a new way, in a more clear way, in a deeper way, in a place, in a way that you're going to perceive. You're going to hear him and understand him to the point that it's going to surprise you, that it's going to surprise you how well that you're hearing him. Just a new awakening and a new level there. You know, and I don't know you. I've never talked to you before that I'm aware of. So certainly I have no idea where you are in your walk with God. I mean, you may be preaching and prophesying for all I know, but just I'm just sensing a new awakening to the Lord, a new awakening to his voice, to his presence, and to him being, it's like just God being surrounded by the presence of God, being surrounded by him, of knowing that God's with you, that God is watching over you, that God is directing your step, and that God has purpose and plan and that he's walking with you, that he's talking to you. And just a very, almost like, you know, it says Adam walked and talked in the garden with the Lord, just almost like that sense of God is walking with me and talking with me, and I'm sensing. I'll tell you, a few years back, I went through something very similar that it would be like God was having conversations with me, just literally having conversations. And a lady that was prophetic, she knew nothing of what I was going through at that time. I'd not told a soul, certainly not told her. And she told me, she said, it's like you're having personal conversations with God right now. And she said, it's not really. She said, but that's what it seems like. And that's almost what a sense is like, almost that feeling of like you're walking and talking with, like God walking and talking with you in the garden, God walking and talking with you. And it's just like I just sent you like out in nature, you know, out in the trees, out on the trails. It's like I just sent you outside and in nature and hearing God and this new level of awakening, this new level of hearing. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Carla and helping her, God, and Lord, just showering down your presence upon her, God. And Lord, her just absorbing everything, just soaking it up like a sponge, God, everything that you're wanting to share with her, and just that realization of that you're with her every moment and that you're watching her every moment and that you're speaking with her and guiding her, and just that ever-present knowledge that you're a Father that loves her. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I receive that. Well, I called in tonight. It's been a long journey. I've called in Randy's line here on numerous occasions throughout the last few years. I guess just to give you a quick rundown, my journey started out a few years ago. I got married, got really sick, and it's just been awful.
Wow.
And, you know, I went through seasons where I felt like I heard God really well, and then I went through seasons where I couldn't even hardly pick up my Bible, and then every time I'd read, I'd fall asleep, and, you know, struggling to know, God, what are you, you know, I'm struggling with this healing. I've seen some healing, but I'm still not there. And, you know, having a husband who, for lack of a better word, is a narcissist who likes to use God when it's convenient to get what he wants. And, you know, God said this was, you know, God told me this and, you know, stuff like that. And then he's a drunk and all kinds of stuff. Not that God can't use a drunk, but it's quite obvious it was just being used to try to get me to do what he wanted.
Mm.
And I've had, I've tried in this marriage so much. And I think I'm at a point where I feel like God is leading me to just cut ties with him. And I struggle with that because I'm like, well, I don't think God will want me to divorce him. But at the same time, he's not doing anything but making my life a living hell, if you want the truth
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where I'm at. Last night I was kind of flipping through Facebook, and I normally just flip through there. Sometimes I don't even read nothing. I just flip through and look at pictures just out of habit, I think. Last night I come back to a little saying that said, because I passed it up, and I was like, well, I'm going to go back and see what that said. And I'm like, and then it said, sometimes your greatest blessing is saying goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've had people that I don't know who doesn't know me, who don't know me from Adam, have come and told me that, you know, as long as I'm with this man, unless I learn how to really fight in the spirit, that I'm going to have to deal with this the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I'm just struggling with that.
You know, if you listen, which, if you know, I don't know how much of the message you heard, but I mean, part of the message I was talking about tonight is God moving us around. And, you know, sometimes we get into relationships and situations that were not God ordained to begin with.
Right,
I
and
mean,
I'm sure this one wasn't.
I'm not trying to say that God is for divorce, but I'm also not going
right.
to say that God never tells people to move on. I mean, I was married once right. before too when I was very young, and quite honestly, it was a situation that a relationship I should have never been in to start with. So it was not a God ordained relationship.
Right.
And for my own health, I had to move on. God was absolutely in the moving on. So, you know, in the what I was talking earlier is sometimes the move on, sometimes a situation, when God moves us around, it is for our best, and many times it's for the other person's best, too. And I'm not
right.
telling you what you should or shouldn't do here, but I'm saying
right.
don't let guilt of, okay, well, we're married, so what God put together, let no man put asunder, that kind of thing, because many times God never put it together.
Right.
It's knowing what God was in to start with. And, you know, divorce is, it's a difficult thing.
Right.
Like I said, I've been there. I did that one time. So for me personally, it was the best thing I did when I got out of it. It was for my own safety and health. I needed to move on. And I
well,
felt like
I think that's kind of where I'm at. He's kind of did some crazy things, and, you know, there's part of me that is like, well, maybe things will get better, but I've been thinking that for 7 years and things haven't gone better.
Yeah.
And they just really gradually got worse, and I'm just struggling with, you know, God, what are you telling me? And I feel like that's what he's telling me, but I just want to be sure.
Yeah.
And I just want more clarity and, you know, because really, I kind of hope that's what he's telling me, because I can't take anymore. I'm about ready to have a nervous
yeah.
breakdown.
You know,
and
peace
my
and joy is one
anymore.
Thing that will lead you where God is concerned. If you're in a constant turmoil, God's not into turmoil. He's really not. And it doesn't mean we don't have a bad day. But if you have more peace of thinking of moving, I mean, if when you think of leaving, or when you feel like, particularly if you're feeling that God is moving you on, if there's a feeling of peace with that, then I would, I would
right.
inquire the Lord, maybe even go somewhere counsel, but I say follow your peace. God is not into turmoil. He's certainly not into us being abused in any way, whether it's mentally, emotionally, physically, anything like that. Emotional abuse is just as real as physical abuse. But follow your peace. I can say from experience, when I left my first husband, I had about 4 days that there was some turmoil and guilt a little bit, even though I knew I was doing the right thing. And by that fourth day, I felt so free. The joy of the Lord came back. I felt like a bird that had been let out of a cage. But, it can depend on the situations we've got going. But I would just say pray about it. It sounds like you have been, that you've been getting counsel about it. But don't let something like guilt or the words of others hold you back from moving into what God has for you. You know, we can't change other people. Now, we even after you leave, we can pray for people. You know, we don't have to stay in a bad situation to pray for someone. But I think I would say you probably know in your heart what really is the right thing to do and what is for your good and your future, because God's interested in your future. He's interested in his future too. But people have to submit to God. And sometimes going through rough situations is a wake-up call to people. But, ultimately God wants to bring peace and joy into your life. He wants to be able to use you and to have destiny. I mean, God has a destiny for you. And if you're in constant turmoil and in constant just misery, it's difficult to even hear God when you're in a situation like that. But, if you have someone there local that you can counsel with, that can pray with you, a church pastor or something, but even above that, go with what feels right in your spirit, what feels right in your heart.
Okay. Well, just keep me in your prayers, because I'm going to be needing it.
Yeah, I sure will. I sure will, hon. You're walking a road right now that many of us walked. So many have gone through that situation, and I have to say I did too. And I struggled with it some. It was a strange thing with me, though. Holy Spirit was leading me and was guiding me, and I was young. I was a teenager, so I didn't even realize all of it. But had a prophetic word. My mother had received a prophetic word when I got married the first time, said in 3 years it will come to abrupt end. And then as it did, my mom told me. So anyway, I knew that God was in it, and I knew the feeling that I had, when I left, of just feeling like a bird that had been let out of a cage, and knowing that it was not a relationship that was a God-ordained relationship anyhow, that it was a relationship that God was never in from beginning to end. So that many times can help us to know, okay, did I just make a mistake here, and God's got something better for me if it was a situation that from start to finish, you can look at it and say, there was no place in this that God was in this.
Right. Okay. Well, I sure do appreciate you.
You're more than welcome. I hope it was a help to you. And
it was a help. The word that you gave me was very helpful.
Yeah.
And I can see that. I've been going through times where I felt like I heard God. I've been struggling for a while now on, like you said, when there's constant turmoil, it's hard to hear what God's saying. And there's just so many, emotions and craziness that goes on in my house. And I've been craving, I want to get out. I take a lot of drives, and I try to go out and find, I don't know many places here to go to get away, but I mainly just drive. And, one night or one weekend I was driving to see my son in Nashville, and I was praying about the situation that's been months ago, and I was riding down the road and God said, Carla, there's something about trees, talking about the root and the vine being cut off and all that stuff. And I said, God, are you talking about me or my marriage? Or And I kind of feel like that I'm going to have to go back because I wrote it all down. I'm going to have to go back and reread it because I really think he was talking about my marriage in that particular situation. And, you know, it'll go through phases of if he thinks I'm going to leave, then all of a sudden it's nice. And then I think, okay, things are moving forward. Then the minute, you know, I'll let my guard down, here goes some craziness again. And I just can't take it anymore.
Yeah, cycle. Yeah, those cycles that go round and round.
Yeah.
Well, I did like when I started praying for you, I just sensed like you getting off by yourself. Like I said, what I saw would look like you walking on a trail that would have been outdoors with some tall trees around you, just walking on a trail, and all of a sudden just being so very aware of God's voice, of really hearing him very plainly and of God's presence and God's peace and just an awakening, just a real awakening to his voice. So thank you, Lord. Well, I will be praying for you, hon, and feel free to call us. If you want to call every night, you're certainly welcome to.
All righty. Thank you. You have a good night.
You too, son. Good night.
Bye.
Okay, 903-709. How is Miss Sylvia tonight?
Oh, hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Good to hear you tonight. Well, let's pray for you right quick.
You
Father,
too.
I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for Sylvia, God, and I thank you. I'm hearing that, and I know that's a song, but I'm hearing the word, the tie that binds.
The
Father,
what?
Father, I thank you. The tie that binds. Like, you know, that's just the word I'm hearing. You know, what I think of is like, you know, how that we have, you know, like we're tied to the Lord. It's almost like a like you put a knot in something, you know, like that we're tied and it's knotted, that we're not going to slip. We're not going to get away, that we are so connected that it's like the tie that binds us to the Lord. It's that tie that binds us to his purpose. Yeah, it's that tie that binds us that, wow, that like we're not going to miss it, that we're not going to miss it because we have been like fastened to God, fastened to his purposes, that we have been, that he has like, you know, that like we're locked in. It's just like that's just like the tie that binds. And really there's that sense of, you know, you are secure, you are fastened in, like we're not going to miss it. You know, we're not going to miss what God has for us. We're not going to miss the goals that God has for us. We're not going to miss God's plan. That's
Amen.
Cool. I like that a lot. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you, God, for the tie that binds. Lord, that when you have a hold of us, God, that nothing can snatch us from your hand. Nothing. Father, Lord, you've said that you make the path wide beneath our feet, that our feet not slip. But God, I thank you for the tie that binds. I just can't get past that, the tie that binds. I just love that. It's like I can feel that in my own heart. Father, I just thank you for the tie that binds, that how we are bound to you. The blood, nothing comes between us. Lord, the blood that covers, the blood that keeps us, the blood that protects us, Lord, that we are accepted by you. We are accepted into the beloved. You know, it's just that sense of just so total security, that sense of total, you know, what God's going to do this, and this is going to happen, and I'm secure, and I'm fastened. You know, I just keep seeing it as like a rope with a knot in it, to where the tie binds that we can't be, you know, we're not going to miss. It's just the promises, the plans of God are not going to miss. That's just all I'm getting there. It's just like you're not going to miss, that God has fastened you. He has secured you, and that you're not going to miss what God has for you. You're not going to miss the purposes. You're not going to miss the plans. He's got you locked in to what he has for you. And you
Amen.
Have pursued God, and you have held on to, but it's his tie that binds. Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for your promises, and I thank you for your love. And Lord, I thank you that we are secure in you. And Lord, we can rest in you, and we can trust in you, Lord. We don't have to feel like we got to run to catch up, because you fastened us to you, Lord. Lord, that you called us your own. We are yours, Lord, and that you've got us, because you're our daddy. You're our father. We're in the family. We're in the beloved. That's just a beautiful feeling, just a beautiful picture of being completely tied to God. I love that. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just bless your name. And Lord, I just thank you, God, that she can rest in you and rest in the fact that, Lord, that you're going to accomplish those things that you have purposed for her life, that you're going to work through her, and she's going to see wonderful things, Lord, and you're going to accomplish all that you have prepared for her in working through her in your good pleasure. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. I love that.
Oh, man, yes. Yes, that was great. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, yes. Hallelujah. Woo. Well,
how have you been?
As always. I've been doing pretty well lately. And seems like I'm picking up more strength. And since the last time I talked to you, God has been using me. Last night, he used me along with another lady that operates in healing and deliverance. And this man was in a wheelchair. He used to be a pastor, and he hasn't walked in so many years. And God used us last night, and he actually walked for the first time in, I forgot how many years, but he actually got up and walked. Yeah, and I came home, and it's almost, yes, it was amazing. And on the way home, I was asking the Lord, I said, it's just like, it was just so amazing. It just shocked me how, it was so explosive, and he moved, and this guy just cried. He was in a car accident, and he didn't have use of his legs and his arms, and he actually goes to the same church I go to. It just so happened I go to this revival hall on Sunday nights, and I happened to see him there, and I was actually shocked. And he preached. I didn't know he was, you know, was a preacher, and it was just amazing. And Holy Spirit, once it was he was delivered from the oppressed spirit, then God released the Holy Spirit again. It was just amazing service, and it was only like a handful of us there, but it was amazing. Mm-hmm. And he says that he's going to continue to walk. His wife was just delighted. She just couldn't believe it. She said she's never seen him get up and walk like that, and she knew that had been but God. He was shaking going across the floor.
Oh,
but
wow.
The power was in there last night. It was a wonderful night. And I'm just so amazed every time I think about it. And it was so good. And I was just praising God. You know, just
God is
how
so
you
good.
Say, just a little person like me that, you know, he would use for such an amazing, you know, amazing, you know, thing like that for someone to get up and walk after so many years. It was great.
That's awesome. Well, the word says, you know, in weakness, his strength is made perfect. So it's all about what God's, you know, God can work through anybody that's a willing vessel, anybody that will say, yes, Lord, here am I, use me. And I mean, that's what you do, and that's what you've done. And thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
that's awesome. Awesome testimony.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, it was great.
I love it. I love to see God move and his power and people set free and healed. And It's just, it's always amazing, and it will always be amazing because it's all God.
Yes. It was great. And I could tell
when
you were saying about the not being tired. No, just continue to strengthen me, you know, pray that, you know, in my body that I can run and do what he have me do.
Yep. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for strengthening Sylvia, God, and I thank you that you're faithful and you're true, Lord. You're faithful and you're true. And, Lord, I just thank you for as she pours out that you're pouring into her. And, Lord, I just thank you for a full manifestation of healing, Lord. I just connect my faith with hers and my expectation with hers, Lord, for a total and complete and full, nothing lacking, nothing broken, nothing missing, Lord, full and complete healing and restoration in her body, Lord. Everything brought into alignment, everything brought into, Lord, the way it was when you made her, that you created her with purpose and with perfection, that she's fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, I just thank you for the blessings of God that are on her life, Lord, and the favor of God that's being poured out. And Lord, I just thank you for continuing to use her, Lord, and Lord, perfecting everything that concerns her. Perfecting everything. I just heard that all of a sudden. Perfecting everything that concerns her, Lord, in Jesus
Christ.
Thank
you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, good to hear from you tonight, and thank you. Good to hear that wonderful testimony. And I will talk to you another time.
Bye.
Get a little drink. At 903-720. And this is my other
Miss
Sylvia.
How are you, Sylvia? Hi. How are you doing? Yes, ma'am. I'm doing good. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm good. I'm very good. It's good
thank
to hear
you.
Your voice.
Yes,
I enjoy both
you.
Of Sylvia's when they call in.
Yes, amen. Right. Thank you.
God's so good. That testimony was so good to hear, too. I love that. Father,
yeah.
I thank you for Miss Sylvia, God, and Lord, I just thank you. Girl, I've heard this before on you. I just hear the word treasure, that you're a treasure unto the Lord. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the, I'm actually hearing the word, the plural treasures. Father, I thank you for the treasure she is, and Lord, I thank you for the treasures, Father, that she has laid up in heaven. Father, that she is laying up treasures in heaven and heavenly places. But Father, I thank you that she's also pouring out treasures because she's pouring out the treasures of heaven on this earth to those that are around her. Father, she's pouring out the treasures of wisdom and the treasures of kindness and the treasures of grace and the treasures of goodness and of mercy and Lord, that she's pouring out that she's laying up treasures, but she's pouring out the treasures of heaven on this earth, Lord, to the people and to your people and to those that you love.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, I just bless her life. And, Lord, I thank you, God, for as she pours out, Lord, for pouring into her, God, for pouring in treasures and pouring in abundance, God, and Lord, it's just like pouring out the oil. As the oil is poured out, that the oil is also being poured in. Lord, that her cup is overflowing, God.
Yes.
Father, I thank you for provision for Sylvia, Lord. Provision in every way that, Lord, providing for her. Lord, the provision of health, the provision of sweet sleep, the provision, Lord, of security, Lord, the provision of security, even in old age, Lord, the security of knowing, Lord, the peace of God, the security of knowing, Lord, that you have got her and that you're taking care of her, Lord, and that no matter what comes, that you're with her, Lord, that you're going to take care of her, Lord, that you're going to meet every need. Lord, however you have to do it, Lord, that you're going to meet every need, regardless of what we might see go on in this nation. that she is yours, she is her child, Lord, and even like you did with Elijah, Father, in the case of when the drought was going on and you sent him to the brook Cherith and you provided water and the raven brought him food and meat and bread, Lord, that her provision, Lord, her provision is provided. It's secure in you, Lord, and that she can rest in you, Lord. She doesn't have to worry about what's happening around her, Lord, because she's yours. And, Lord, even as she continues to pour out encouragement to those that are around her and prayers to those that are around her, and, Lord, provision in any way, Lord, even cooking meals or sharing a meal with those that are in need, Father, that you're going to continue to fill her oil. You're going to continue to fill her barrel of meal. You're going to continue to fill her vat of oil, Lord, that you're going to continue to provide for her and her, Lord, that she's going to see your faithfulness. Lord, she has seen your faithfulness, but Lord, that she's going to continue to see your faithfulness. Lord, that she's going to know that she knows that she knows that you're with her.
Yes, yes.
Girl, I just sense so strong that, you know, and we all know we live in a very uncertain world these days. But I just sense you seeing the provision of God in your life, of the needs, your needs being met, regardless of what they are, of God time and again coming in, and however he has to do it, supernaturally, strangers, just whatever, that God just continually and faithfully providing for you, and it really being an amazement to you at times what God does.
Yes.
But it putting such a confidence in your heart that God is going to provide for you, such a confidence, even in the midst of trouble times, even in the midst of whatever's going on in the government or whatever's going on in towns or whatever's going on in the weather, that you know that God's got you covered and that he's got you surrounded and that his angels are with you, and that just a real confidence and just that seeing, you know, as the scripture says, I would have fainted had I not believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living, that the goodness of God, you know, even in the Psalms it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the
days of
my life. Yes, and that the goodness and mercy of God is going to chase you down all the days of your life. It's going to follow you. It's going to be with you. I just sense you just being amazed at what God does, but it building such a confidence, such a secure feeling in you of God has taken care of me in every situation. God has provided for me, and God has just kept me safe. God, that God has just met your need, regardless of what it was, whether it was food or finances or when you were, you know, transportation, just that whatever you need, that God has got it, and he's going to take care of you. And just, I just, you are, thank you, God. I just see you being amazed when things are rocking and rolling around you. You know, when things seem unstable around you, that God's got you like in the cleft of the rock. And it just bringing just an amazement and such a secure and peace to you that regardless of what happens, I'm okay. God is with me.
Yeah.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. All of us thank you, God, that we can depend on you and we can rest in you and that we're secure in you. Lord, that you said you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Lord, that you never, ever forsake the righteous.
Yes.
Lord, we just thank you that we can quietly and confidently just trust in you. Just like a little child trusts, and a little child goes to bed and they don't worry about, is mom or daddy going to feed me or clothe me? Is mom or daddy going to be there when I wake up in the morning? Lord, that we know that you're with us and you're for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Lord, we just thank you for that. And, Lord, I bless Miss Sylvia, and I bless her hands, Lord. I bless her hands. I just felt led to say that I bless your hands, the hands to pray, that hands that serve God, the hands that prepare meals, the hands that reaches out to hold the hands of others. I bless your hands in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Lord, and I just thank you for covering her and keeping her, Lord, in every way, and bringing that confidence and that peace and that rest and provision in every part of her life.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for loving us and taking care of us.
Yes.
Because the righteous are never forsaken. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for, as I say each and every time, for confirmation. And the things that you just spoke, and all of that was from heaven. Because just by me getting on this prayer line, all the things you said has happened to me in the last 2 or 3 days.
Wow.
In the grocery stores and the people that I come in contact with hug me and tell me they know I'm praying for them and give me different things that has happened in their lives. And I can repeat them. And she said, I didn't even think you were listening. I said, oh, no, I'm listening to everything that you tell me about your family. And I have to pray for these are people. I don't. You asked me their last name. I don't even know their last name, but the Father knows. And everything that you just spoke and said is amazing. He is amazing.
God is amazing.
Oh my God. He is amazing. And I just, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything you've spoken. I just want to be closer and closer and to do the things that I need to do for him and for him to be pleased. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
Thank
he
you.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Speaking.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in, sweetie, and thank you for holding and waiting so long. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Yes, thank you so much, and you have a good night. Thank
you. You too, hon. Good night. Okay, 205-531.
Hello, Julia May from Alabama.
Hi, Julia May. How are you, hon? You doing good tonight?
Yes, fine.
Okay. Well, Father, I thank you for Julia May tonight. Father, I thank you, God, for... it just seems like I sense... I just hear the word, like, healing in your house. And I know that's something that... I mean, that's been there. Have you been going through any difficulty with your own health?
I had a problem with my back and my knee. They want to replace my right knee.
Uh-huh.
And it just started locking and slipping on my notice.
Okay. It just seemed like I was sensing some kind of physical need in your life, and I wasn't getting any particulars about it. Other just seemed like, you know, I know we've prayed for Jennifer, a lot of things like that, but it seemed like I was getting that there was something, a physical need in your life. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for healing being in Julia May's house, Lord, that the spirit of healing, the spirit of God, and Father, I thank you, Lord, for touching her knees and touching her back, Lord, for touching Julia May's body. Father, I just thank you for the Spirit of God just covering her and Lord, your anointing, Lord, just to flow through her body and bring correction to every area that has been affected, Lord, to cartilage and muscle and where there have, Lord, where there might be even any kind of damage to Lord, where joints are concerned or where her spine is concerned or anything like that, Father, just speak healing. Lord, you know every area that needs restoration. And Father, I speak restoration. And Lord, we command pain to go. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, but I thank you, Father, Lord, for health. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for healing being in her house, the Spirit of God, Lord, that you are our help and healing, that by Jesus' stripes she was healed. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for it's like I see your hands being raised in thanksgiving to God. Lord, I thank you for, Lord, the testimony. And, Lord, I thank you for, Lord, for the fulfillment. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the fulfillment. And I thank you, Lord, for the joy that when our prayers are answered, Lord, when the healing comes, when the restoration comes, Lord, when the prayers are answered, Lord, for the joy that comes with that. It's just like I just see you with your hands raised and like you're smiling and thanking God, Julia May.
Oh, yes.
Father, I thank you for that release and for that flow. Father, I thank you for the restoration of joy, Lord. I thank you for the restoration of joy, where Julia May has walked through many months of difficulties, many months of hard times, Lord, for the restoration of joy. Father, I thank you, Lord, for just restoring to her, Lord, just blowing upon her with a refreshing, just a refreshing of God. But, Father, I thank you for the fulfillment, Lord, when our prayers are answered, when our requests have come before God, Lord, and when we step into that fulfillment, Lord, as that fulfillment comes, just the joy of the Lord that it brings.
Thank you.
And that release that it brings, that I have it. Just like when a woman goes through the pains of birth, and then when that child is in her arms, just that joy. And that release of, okay, the pain is gone, but the joy, I have the child in my hands, and the joy. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for joy being Julia May's portion, Lord, in restoration and deliverance from pain, deliverance from health problems, Lord. And I thank you, Father, Lord, for just a spirit of healing, just healing in the house, for healing in the house, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like there's a song that has healing in the house in it. I would have to look that up, but it seems like to me that there's a song that talks about healing in the house. But that was kind of the words I heard, was healing in the house. So that's praise God, praise God.
We gotta get a leg up for some reason. Her left foot is having a tendency to swell up, you know, since she had a surgery.
Because
she'd be trying to sit up too long, and by the time she get back in the bed and put some spots on her and get that fluid back out of her. She's kind of dealing with now that her leg is swelling up.
Yeah, I just need some circulation. Well, Father, we just come in agreement, Lord, for all the circulation, Lord, everything to return and to move, the blood flow and in Jennifer's legs and feet, Lord, everything to move, the blood to flow as it should, Lord. And we just plead the blood of Jesus over her. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, Father, that as she's able to move around, as everything gets to moving and going like it should, Lord, and we just rebuke swelling, Father, that everything that the any fluid that needs to drain out in any sense, in any way, Lord, that everything just move into place and move out and flow as it should in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, thank you for calling in, hon, and thank you for waiting. I think I've got just a few more minutes, so I'm going to try to get to one or more, two more callers before my time runs out. God bless you, and God bless your house.
Okay, God bless you and your home, too. Bye-bye.
Seem like the clock, the time goes so quickly. Okay, 402-214.
Hey, Jeannie, it's Sharon. Hi.
Hey, hon. Thank you for holding. Thank you for waiting.
Yeah. Anytime.
Let's pray for you right quick. It seems like so often that I end up getting you right towards the end of the program. So Father,
I know.
It's okay. Lord, I thank you for sharing, and Father, I thank you. Lord, I just thank you for the delight she is to you. Lord, I thank you, Father, that Lord, that you're bringing her up into higher places. It just seems like revelation is opening up to you, Sharon, and I just see like God lifting you into a brighter place. God lifting you that at times you feel like would have felt like that you've been in a heavy place, that been in at times even a dark place, that things have been a difficult place. And I just sense God lifting you up out of that, that that he's starting to elevate you. He's starting to bring you up out of that, that things are starting to be a little brighter, a little clearer, a little less heavy, a little less severe. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Sharon. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for, Lord, for getting her up into it, to elevating her in the areas where she's, where the wind's blowing, where the breeze is blowing. You know, we get into those low places and it just seems like there's no oxygen. It seems like there's no air. It seems like everything's still and dank. And then when we get up into a higher elevation and the wind begins to blow and the air gets cleaner and lighter and there's more light,
right,
that it just brings, it's like all of a sudden we feel like we can breathe again. We're like, you know.
Yeah.
Like new breath comes in, and that ability to breathe and to feel the breath of God, to feel the breezes blowing through our hair, to feel it brings a new hope, it brings a new sense of joy, a new sense of tomorrows, that we're able to look at tomorrows and beyond with a greater light, with a greater expectancy, with an expectancy of good. That's one thing that the enemy tries hard with people. The enemy tries to make people look for things to feel hopeless, whether they think, okay, every day is going to be like this, where that the enemy tries so hard to make people not be able to look into the future with hope and joy and expectation of quality of life and of good things. And I guess he tries that with everyone. I'm sure he does at times. And sometimes we can get stuck in seasons that it starts to do that. It starts to pull on us to where we're feeling like, is this all that I've got? Is this all that life is going to be? Difficulty and trials and tests and one drama behind the next. But I just sense God pulling you up to a higher place where that you're seeing the light, that you're able to see ahead and think, you know what, this is getting better. This is going to be good. This is better. That what the enemy has tried to say has been a lie. And what in the valley that I was in the lowest spot that I was in, that was not the truth. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for elevating Sharon and bringing the breath of God, the wind of God, Lord, the light of God. And, Lord, expectancy and that vision, that ability to look forward with joy, to look forward with there are good things ahead, there are good days ahead, there's fun ahead, and I'm looking forward to it. Lord, I thank you for that type of life and those things and that darkness and that dankness and that stillness and all of the things that go with being in a hole or being in a low spot, a dark spot, a confined spot, that stuff all falling completely away, Lord, because she's being brought up. She's being brought up, Lord, to that open place, that place where you can see in the distance, that place where you can see light and good things. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Lord, we thank you for it.
Thank you. Oh, that is so wonderful. I'm crying here.
Oh, thank you.
And I kind of chuckled because I live in a basement. You know, you walk down. I live in an unfinished room in a basement. And, you know, you were talking about, you know, down in the hole and all of that. It was just, it was quite literally where I'm at.
Yeah, that's literally where you've been living.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised then if God has another place for you. It was a surprise, miss.
Yeah. So.
But definitely.
No, I really needed to hear that. That's really, I've been there, exactly.
Yeah.
That lack of hope.
Yeah.
Just
I understand.
Recently.
I mean, I've been there in seasons in life, and some of them seem like long seasons. And like I said, the enemy tries to do that. He'll try to get us into those low places and stuck. To where we lose hope, where it looks like that even when we try to look forward, we can't see that it's going to be better.
Right.
But thank God that God's faithful, and as we keep talking to him and pressing him, God, he brings us out, and we know that the devil's a liar. You know that he's a liar, so.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus, for those high places and for the ability to see beyond and just the wind of God. Thank you, Lord. Well, I've got...
got another call.
I've got a few more minutes. Did you have anything in particular you want prayer tonight, Sharon?
No, honey, that was good. That was exactly what I needed.
Okay, well, thank you for calling and thank you for waiting.
All right. Enjoyed it. Really blessed me. Thank you, honey.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Let's see. All right, 920-279. How is Miss Rhonda tonight?
No, it's Ann.
Oh, okay. Well, I had that number written down as Rhonda. Huh.
Nope.
Okay, I take it. Huh, okay. Let me correct that on my sheet here. Okay. Y'all's numbers must be almost alike. Well, let me pray for you right quick. I know my time's just about out. Father, I thank you for Ann, God, and I just thank you, Lord, for blessing her. Lord, I thank you for fulfilling expectations. That's what I hear. Lord, I thank you, Father, for fulfilling, that's almost a tongue twister, for fulfilling Ann's expectations, God. Lord, that when our expectations are grounded in you, Lord, when our expectations are based upon your word, and Lord, even when they're grounded on you, this is wrong, when they're grounded in you and what you have said, Lord, we can know that we know that we know that it's going to come to pass. Lord, sometimes we might have expectations that's just a worldly expectation that sometimes we get disappointed, but Father, when our expectations are based on your word and what you have said to us and what you have put into our heart, Lord, we can take it to the bank that it's going to come to pass. Lord, we can, that thing that people say sometimes, I put it on a shelf, I don't come in agreement with that at all. When God has said it and when God has put it in your heart and when God's word backs it up and God continues to bring it to you, whether in the prophetic word or in just bringing it into your heart, God will do it. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that every disappointment falls away. Every time that the enemy has tried to say, aha, aha, was a lie. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for exposing and making known to Ann, Lord, every time where the enemy has tried to speak lies to her, every time that where the enemy has tried to dampen her faith, Lord, and has tried to accuse, Lord, that I thank you, Father, for revealing and exposing him. But, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for revealing truth to Ann. Lord, that she sees, Lord, and I said this earlier, but she sees the goodness of God in the land of the living. But, Lord, I thank you that she can count on what you told her. She can rest. She can hold up that banner and say, it will come to pass because God said it will. It will come to pass because it's the word of the Lord, and his word does not return unto him void, but it accomplishes everything it's been sent to do.
Amen.
So, Father, I thank you for the victory. Father, I thank you for her confidence. I thank you, Lord, for the testimony. Lord, I thank you for the victory, for the knowing that she knows, Lord, in an unshakable faith, God, that you will do, you will complete, as the scripture says, that scripture is coming to me, that he will complete every good work, that he will complete the good work that he has begun in us, that he is faithful to complete it. Lord, I just thank you for that, and Lord, I thank you for joy in the journey. Lord, I thank you for joy in the journey for Ann. And just keeping her and blessing her, Lord. And Father, I thank you for, like, to see, like, where the enemy's concerned of going, see, I told you. You being able to tell him, I told you God would do it. I told you God would come through. I told you that God is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I thank you for the testimony, and I thank you for the witness that it will be to others that are around her life. I thank you for the witness and the effect that it will have on them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You know, the enemy, so often, he is there to try to dampen our faith and to try to make us think, well, it hadn't happened, has it? Hadn't happened, has it? You know, and all of that, when we know that God is faithful. That God is faithful and that God will do it. I just since,
amen,
being able to have unshakable faith and that, you know, where you hold your head up high and you poke your chest out and you plant both feet on the ground and say, God will do it. And in seeing the fulfillment, expectations fulfilled expectations. But because it's God's expectations, the things that God has said, God's word, the things that you know are the promises of God, the things you know that God has dropped in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Jeannie, I'm really sick. I can you pray for my healing? I don't know what it is. I don't know. I think you may have prayed for me back in December for the same thing, and it's happening again. I don't know what it is. It's literally like I get, like, I'm just going to tip over, and, like, I can't control my, like, it's like a sleepy feeling, but, like, no.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a word for it where you feel like you're going to just fall asleep. There is a word for that.
Yeah.
And there can be a number of things. I mean, even sugar dropping and stuff can do that. Sure, Lord. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for touching Ann. Father, for bringing in, for correcting and bringing into balance every chemical in her body. Father, Lord, I thank you for bringing all of the chemical, electrolytes, everything of that in her body into alignment and into perfection, God, into the proper balance, God. Lord, I thank you for bringing peace to her. And Lord, I thank you for if there's any kind of supplement, any kind of change of diet, anything that she needs to do in the natural, Lord, that you'll bring her into the knowledge of that, whether it's through a doctor, Lord, or whatever the case, Lord, if there's anything in the way of minerals and vitamins that she's needing, Lord, that you will bring that to her knowledge, Father. But, Lord, I thank you for balancing her system. Lord, I thank you for bringing balance to her system. And, Lord, I thank you for keeping her, Father, keeping her safe, Lord, keeping her safe, Lord, just bringing all this together, Lord, to bring a perfection in health, to bring a restoration in health. But, Lord, I also thank you for answers. And it just seems that's the way God's directed me to pray is about balancing, like, the chemicals and electrolytes and things like that in your system. I think before when I prayed for you, I talked to you about maybe going to like a health food type doctor, you know, the type of nutritional doctor or something like that.
Yeah, I think you did, actually. Actually, there's a girl at church that told me to get a hold of another gal that goes to a natural doctor. And there was another girl that I tried to get in, but they're like, no, we don't take that insurance, which, okay, I couldn't go see her. But there was another girl that, not yesterday, but Saturday, told me about, Saturday I was really sick. I mean, extremely ill. Like, I just didn't even think I was going to live. And then Sunday I was okay. I think Sunday I felt better. And today I was at work. And it just seems like it all started, like, back in December. And, you know, I started a new job just a few weeks ago. And now I'm like, I got to take a break. I can't stand, you know. And I just don't, like, I'm like, God, you know, maybe you don't want me to work. I don't know. I go, why does this happen, you know? And I'm just so frustrated, and I'm a bit scared, but, you know, I just thought I could get you to pray for me tonight, because I know you did that other time, and I did feel a lot better. And,
But thank you, Lord. It just seems like I remember now, you know, since and that before of talking to someone that's, you know, would be like check your vitamins and things like that, and almost like a nutritionist or something like that. But just, and I don't know, I'm sure regular doctors can also check into, like, you know, the chemicals and chemicals imbalance and that sort of thing, but. I just, Lord, we just trust you, Father, for bringing the knowledge that Ann needs, and Lord, also bringing healing and just bringing everything into balance in her body, Father. And Lord, we just thank you now for the release of that, Lord, for healing flow in her body, Lord, and just speak peace to her mind and peace to her body. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing everything into perfection and restoration. And, Lord,
thank
all the
you,
knowledge
Lord.
That she would need, the answers she would need, Lord, for any changes that she might need to make as far as vitamins and the way she eats and things like that. But, Lord, we just thank you for the answers in resolution, restoration being brought and answers to all of it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Lord. Well, I think it's 8:43, and I've got to be completely signed off by 8:45. So I'm sorry tonight. Thank you, hon, and thank you for waiting. And God bless you. And hope you'll call back and let us know how you're doing.
Okay. Have a good week.
You too. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get to everybody tonight. I just speak a blessing over you in health and healing and joy and deliverance. And the purpose and plans and dreams of God to come true for your life and everything, the plans of God to flow in and through your life. Randy will be on at 9:00. So if you didn't get ministry tonight, be sure and call back into his program at 9 and put your hand up and get into his queue where that you can get prayer. And, you know, I just speak a blessing, and I thank you and love you. And I will be here next Monday night. Good night.